Hi, this is Patricia Lee Stodder with Marsha Rock. We're producing Service, Disabled Women Veterans in Transition. And today we have the honor of speaking with Dr. Bridget Cantrell, who's extremely important in writing about and helping veterans struggle with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Thank you very much for being with us, Dr. Cantrell.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Now, I would like to begin by asking you a very simple question, which isn't simple at all. I would like you, please, to tell us what exactly PTSD is, and in particular, because our project is about women, if you think there are any manifestations of it particularly unique to women.
Well, certainly. Post-traumatic stress, first of all, is not a mental illness. I make that statement. I have been saying that for years, and I said it way before it became in vogue to say that, but it is not a mental illness, and it is a reaction to something that's outside the realm of a normal human experience. It encompasses behaviors, belief systems, physiological reactions, physical symptoms, spiritual conflicts, and it's a way of people dealing with something that is so horrific that there are literally no words in our vocabulary to describe the incident effectively.
It's very interesting that you say that, because you're stealing my thunder in a wonderful way, because one of my later questions was, how can anyone intelligent, sensitive, courageous, and brave go through what our soldiers go through and not have an enormous reaction?
Well, I say it's impossible. You are going to be changed by these experiences. And let's say, for example, even if you and I were going to be going on a humanitarian mission, and we were going to another country and where we're not used to the culture or the language, the food, whatever it is, and we see things that are beyond our reality to even make sense of, perhaps severe poverty, illnesses, diseases that in our country are eradicated. So we go off and we do our mission. We're going to be changed by that experience. And you take our combat veterans, our men and women in uniform, and we subject them to things that are indescribable. They literally cannot describe in words the things that they experience emotionally, spiritually, physically. They can't describe the scene effectively. So, because we don't have that frame of reference, we here on the home front, not even in our wildest imaginations, can even conceptualize what they have experienced.
Are there unique characteristics that you see manifesting more in women than men?
Well, yes. You know, there are some statistics out there. Studies looking at female versus male warriors. And just by the fact a woman puts on a uniform and they're put into situations where historically they're not part of that group,